It only if you're not supported by your father-in-law. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it can be.
That's not a din. That's what the Rebbe wanted from his chassidim, but it's not the halacha.
Daf ayin vav amud aleph. We are now yud aleph of tafshin ayin vav.
I think the point was on Shabbos, same days when you don't get away from it.
Okay, two dots. In the Mishnah it said, what happens if Gonav, you stole it, and after you stole it, Hegdish, you made Hegdish, so who actually owns the animal now? Hegdish owns the animal now, and then with Tovach, the Mocha, that afterwards you went ahead and you shecht it, or you sold it, so whose animals did you shecht? Some that belongs to Hegdish, so you don't pay dollar to hay. Amri says the Gemara, Bishleim, I understand, Atvichaleim, I understand why you don't have to pay for the shechting, because whose animal did you shecht? It already belongs to Hegdish. How did it become Hegdish? Even if you hold Yish is not Kainer, but Yish and Shini Rishus, or Yish and Shini Hashem, but we had before of some of Zion works. The Chi Kotovar, the Hegdish Kotovar, whose animal did you shecht? An animal from Hegdish. The Loi de More Kotovar, you're not shechting the animal that belonged to the original owner. The original owner was Reuven, Shimon, the Ganif, and now it belongs to Hegdish, so therefore what you shechted was the Hegdish's. Okay, fine. But I have a very interesting question. Be a lateral thinker. When he donated to Hegdish, that in itself should make him chayiv four or five times. Why? Because what did you just achieve when you donated? You just sold it. What's the whole idea of that's macha. So not it works not tabach, but forget the tabach, the macha part. You just gave it over to Hegdish, so therefore you transferred the rishus. So now you should be chayiv dal hay for that. Mali Machel Hedyin, Mali Machel Shemayim, who cares who you gave it to, who you sold it to? And for the Gemara Hamani, I can maybe answer that Rav Shimon. Why can't we learn that this part of the Mishnah of Shimon? What do we know about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds, but he says, Kotshim Shechayev Ba'achri Yusam. He says that even if I donated to the Beis HaMikdash, since I'm responsible, and if the animal dies, I got to find another one. So while the animal's alive, it's worth money to me. So therefore, I'm still the Balabas. And because it's still the Balabas, even though he donated to Hegdish, it's still the Ganif, so there's no Mechiria. When you sell something to somebody, it's no longer mine, it's his. Over here, when you give it to Hegdish, I'm still responsible, and it's like as if it's money. So therefore, it's still mine, so there's no sale. On the other hand, so why am I paying dollars? Hay? Because it's definitely not the original guys. It's mine, the Ganif's, but not the original guys. So as far as the original guy is concerned, when I shechted, I didn't shecht the Balabosses. So if I don't pay the hay. As far as the transfer to the Hegdish, there was no full transfer to the Hegdish because I'm Rav Shimon. That since you chayim nachrayis, the animal is worth money to me. I have certain propriety over this animal. So that's why, no dal hay either way.
Why don't we just say in no the makdish dover shene shaloi?
Could we say the yishu shene shus?
And if the Bible wasn't the eyes,
then we can't. Look at first Rashi, top page. Second Rashi.
If he gives it as a maton to somebody, is that regarded as a mechidus?
Maton, yes, exactly.
So in other words, as long as he does...
Transfer of Rishus. That's what it is. Okay. So Rashi... Sorry? No, the Mafke did nothing happen. That's not transfer. Hamani, Rav Shimon, Lama, Kochim, Shechai, Bachlusen, Bishusen, the Mori came, still the Rishus of the Mori. But who's the Mori here? The Ganif. Fedi Gemara, Hamid, the Sefer, Rav Shimon. Got your Gemara here today. Look at this. I'm going to say for Rav Shimon.
Abby, you look different.
Just the morning look.
No, I was laughing. They were just saying that's Harvey's tomorrow.
Harvey.
Harvey will be here in half a second. He's supposed to be sitting next to
me. I was saying Harvey looks so much younger. Than
Harvey's good enough for me to
sit next to him. Thank you.
Passing through.
Me and Harvey?
No, you and the Shia.
Me in the morning.
You in the morning.
Says the Gemara, can be Rav Shimon. Hamid is safe for Rav Shimon. Since the very end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says Rav Shimon argues, and Rav Shimon holds that kachim that you're responsible for. You do pay dollar the hay. He holds that if you're responsible, you do pay dollar the hay because it's considered the balabas, not hegdishes. So obviously Rav Shimon was not talking till now. Trying to understand the Mishnah, so how is it that if you stole it and then you made it Hegdish, and then you sold it or you shecht it, you tell me that you don't pay four or five times because it doesn't belong? because it belongs to Hegdish. What about the Etzem Mechira to Hegdish? So when I answer, you're right. It's not Rav Shimon. Hocha Ma'izkin and B'Kotchim Kalim. We're talking about another issue altogether. We had a Machlek B'Shagluli and a Chachamim. Kotchim Kalim, which is like Shlomim and these animals, where I'm going to end with most of the animal afterwards because I end with all the flesh and everything else except the Chazei V'Sheik and the Emurim. And so on. Since I'm going to end with most of the animal, Rabbi Yezigil holds, it's considered yours until you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So according to Rabbi Yezigil, if we're talking about Kotchim Kalim, the animal is yours. That is why, even if you gave it to the to Hegdish, it's still my animal, so there's no transfer of Rishus. But as far as Dalad Behe, as far as Trich is concerned, it's no longer the Nignivs. The moment I made it Hegdish, it took it out of the Rishus and Nignivs. So there's no, when I shechted it, Lav the Mori Kotovach. The Kotchim Kalim still belongs to the owner. So therefore, I never gave, there's no transfer to ownership to the Hegdish. So what he's telling me, Abu Kotchim Kotchim. So he's telling me, Taka, if the Mishnah would have been talking about Kotchim Kotchim when you donated to the Beis HaMikdash, it belonged entirely to the Beis HaMikdash, Taka would be chai for the Mechira, straight away. Forget the Tficha afterwards. Who cares? You're chai for Mechira, Dal Behei. My Mishalim, just let me Dal Behamisha. Ebazei, Adetoni, Reisha. Why does the Reisha have to make a difference when you made it Hegdash? Before you shecht or afterwards, gone the tavach. You stole it and you shecht it. If you made hegdish afterwards, you tell me mishalim. Why introduce a new variable? Talk about the very same subject that you stole it and you gave it hegdish and then you shechted it, and make a distinction between kachim kalim and kachim kachim. Lift like release number day. Why don't you make a distinction as follows? When did we say the kachim kalim by kachim kalim? Because the animal's still mine. Therefore, I just never transferred the shus. That's why you don't pay the hey. I will be kachim kachim. An actual transfer, mishalim tashlum me'abach mish, just the etzim you made hegdish, that itself is mechayiv you. But I can't answer that. Elalam loishna kachim kachim veloishna kachim kalim is absolutely no different. Kachim 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 kalim. If I donated the base of mikdash and I shecht it afterwards, I don't have to pay because it doesn't belong to the original owner. But if the etzim, the fact that I made hegdish, does not pat. I don't have to pay dal vehi. Why not? I the kashlach mali mochre lehedyin mali mochre l'shemayim. If I transfer ownership to another individual, if I transfer ownership to the hegdish, tuchayda I was mechida. Mochre lehedyit mi ikonu tuda de ruvin vahasha tuda shiv. When he sold it to hedyit, first it was the ganivs, and now you sold it to the lakeach. Mochre leshemayim, when you give it to hegdish, mi ikonu tuda de ruvin, whose animal was it? It was the ganivs. He was the last person having it. Vahashta, when hegdish has it, whose animal are they shechting? Not their own. Tuda de ruvin, still the ganivs animal. So therefore, there was never a real, that's not called transfer of ownership. Transfer of ownership is no longer called Yankel's field. It's now Shmedel's field. That's how it is. When it comes to a Hegdish, even when you have to get the Hegdish,
Reuven's card.
Yeah, the Shluchah, they're Yishliah. They're still, exactly. And you're still tied to it. So therefore, it's not a real transfer.
He gives it to Bedek Abayos or something.
Something else. That's a later Gemara, which Tayser already talks about. Yes. I'll be different. So you want to write, the Mishnah then said, Shimon said that if Kotchim that you chai b'achrayis. Rav Shimon said that if kotchim you chai b'achrayis, then you have to pay four or five times. Rav Shimon said if you chai b'achrayis is like it's yours, then you have to pay four or five times. And if you don't, it's not chai b'achrayis, you don't have to pay. So Gemara is going to try to analyze what in the world Rav Shimon is saying. It's chayit kotnish. Why not? Says Gemara. Amri, Gemara thing. Rabbi Shimon holds, since you chay b'achrayis, it still belongs to the ganiv, but does not belong to the nigniv, and therefore you don't have to pay dal b'hei because it's no longer the nigniv. It's now the ganiv. So Gemara nihid the savor Rabbi Shimon taka holds when it comes to the mechira mali mochre hedye mali mochre l'shemayim. So the chayda, what's Rabbi Shimon then mechay before? If I am Rabbi Shimon says if you chay b'achrayis you chay. Why am I chay b'achrayis? So whose animal was it that I shechted? I stole an animal from Reuven. Shimon stole an animal from Reuven. Now it's Shimon's animal. Shimon's chai b'chrayis. Whose animal was it? It's Shimon's now. So if he shechts it, why is he paid dal v'hei? What's up, Shimon saying? If he's chai b'chrayis, he paid dal v'hei. Why? What does that have to do with the original owner? It's mine. So the Gemara understands if Shimon is not chai for the tzvich, he's chai for the mechida. He's chai for the mechida. Now what? He's chai for selling to Hegdish. That's a transfer of ownership. But he wants to make sense. Then it should be the other way around. If I'm chai b'chrayis, that means even after I gave it to Hegdish, whose animal is it really? It's the ganif's. So why pay dal v'hei? If anything, Rav Shimon should have said the opposite. If you're not chayiv b'achrayis, then the transfer to Hegdish was a real transfer, then you are chayiv. For the etzem inyan, you made it Hegdish, that's mechira. But if you are chayiv b'achrayis, then you never made a proper transfer, it's still yours, and you're potter. Punkt, if I can. Then what are you saying?
wouldn't be a difference if it says Avedu Harayalai?
What do you mean? I'm talking about if it's Tegachrayas. That's a chilik.
That's Harayalai.
That's the chilik of Arezu. Arezu Harayalai.
Yeah, right.
So what does that have to do with anything?
So because he has to replace it.
No. That's a chayis. So whose animal is it?
It's his.
It's the ganav. So why are you saying you're chayis? You should be potted. You never transferred the hegdush. It's still my animal. But he might Mali in he true the sovereign of Shimon hold Mali Mochel Hedin Mali Mochel Shmaim, so you're chayif for making it hegdish because that's a transfer of ownership. Oh, but really, if Chomi Boyle said just the opposite, God Shim Shechayibach, if I'm responsible because I said Harei Alai, which means I'm still responsible, so whose animal is it until I bring it to hegdish? It's my animal, so that I should be potter for Dalva for selling it. I never transferred it, it's still mine. Potter, that Katilin nothing Mishus, he never left it to shoes. Oh, but God Shim Sheino Chayibach, if it's not Chayibach, it's in the chayif. The mafkil mishadik leave the shus. Should be from a cat. Amri, so I'm going to answer you right. Rab Shimon's comment was not on that case. Rab Shimon, al milsa charite koi. He's actually referring to another case altogether. You're right. If the ganav made a hegdish, you're never chayiv. You're not chayiv for the stage of hegdish because it's still, why not? Because we said on top of the page, at the end of the day, hegdish still refers to it as your animal, so it never left your reshus. And you're not chayiv at tvicha because it's no longer the original ganav. Regardless, it's no longer the original ganav. Once you made hegdish, it's no longer the original ganav. So what's he talking about here? He's talking about a case altogether different, a new case. You stole an animal that Reuven, the original owner, already set it aside for hegdish. It's not a case where I stole an ordinary animal, chul, and I made it hegdish. So then I cut it off from the original guy, there's nothing to talk about. There's no dalvehei, there's no mechide, because when the hegdish is still my animal. I stole an existing kaddish animal from Reuven. That's what I did. So I didn't make any shinri shus or anything else. And then I took this animal, and I shechted this animal. And that's when he said, you're chayiv not. He goes like this. If the original balabas said, Harei Elai, the original balabas, the nignav, Reuven, the owner of the animal, took a chrayis. So whose animal, when Shimon shechted, whose animal did he shecht? Reuven's, because Reuven took a chrayis. But if Reuven did not take a chrayis, then whose animal is it? The hegdish, and therefore the ganav can take it. And a shecht is a potter. Exactly what it says here. Likewise, going of hegdish based by him. You stole an animal that was already hegdish, set aside for hegdish in the owner's house. You are potter. Why you potter? My timer. Why? This is what the Tanakhama says. You are potter because it says the gunav base each base hegdish. Because if you stole from hegdish, you are potter. And Abshir makes a distinction. Abshir depends. God Shim Shechai Bachrius, and if the original guy Reuven is still is took a chrayit, even though it's hegdish, it's as if it's Reuven's in there for your chayit. Chayit, my timer, Korin Bay, we will say it's read with Gunav and Beis Ish, because it's still considered Reuven because he's responsible. However, She'ein Chay Bachrius, and if Reuven is not responsible anymore, who owns the animal now? Hegdish, and then when you shechted, whose animal did you shecht? Hegdish is. Potter, the like Korin Bay with Gunav and Beis Ish. Very much a question I still don't understand. Mechdil's analyzes is we learned already a number of times before. Previously, the Shamin Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon holds the Amar, he believes that Shchita she'ein ruah lo yishma Shchita, that if the Shchita doesn't achieve anything, like Yisuri Hano, if it's treif, we had the Mishnah there. You shecht the animal, you find out there was treif, you shecht the animal for Avodah Zarah and all that. It's a Shchita she'ein ruah.
The Ganef is a yold and he does a bad Shchita, he does a dross of a chalod or
whatever,
something.
Yeah. So if the Shchita itself is no good, it's not Shchita, you don't pay the dalbehei. So the chayde, since we're talking about kachim, you're a magdish. Now there's only one place to bring an animal for hegdish, in the Beis Hamikdash. If you shecht an animal that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash outside the Beis Hamikdash, what happens to the animal? That's called shchutir chutz, and the animal becomes treif, which means you achieve nothing with the shchita. So what's Rav Shimon Bachal charging you? What's Rav Shimon charging you? He said that if it's a chay bachray is, then it was Reuven's animal that you shechted because you could have brought the Beis Hamikdash and then exempt yourself from money. It's a shchita in ruah. For the Gemara, since Rav Shimon holds shchita she'ein ruah lo yishma shchita, kachim nami shchita she'ein ruah. Every time you take kachim and you shecht it outside this guy Ganev, he didn't achieve anything with the shchita. So why pay anything according to Rav Shimon? So you have a number of answers. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yechon. Rav Dimi Gedim Rav Yechon. You know what I'm talking about? B'shoyche t'mimim b'frim. He actually shechted the animal inside the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it's not shchita she'ein ruah. Shchita ruah. And but who did it? L'chayda, for what purpose? The Shane Bailin. He had in mind the original owner. So therefore, it's a shchiturui, a perfect animal, it's a tamim, is a complete animal, and so on and so forth. It doesn't make sense. So it's as if he paid it back to the owner. Now that he shechted on behalf of the owner doesn't have to replace it with anything else. As if he paid back the keden. And the thing is, you pay back the keden, you don't pay double, you don't pay four or five times. So what's going on here? You just, since you had the animal was set aside by Reuven for Hegdish, and you did exactly that. You brought it to Hegdish, you brought it for him. So what's the issue here?
True,
so he's a bad boy. Give him a rap on his knuckles.
No, he'll still be Yechayev as a guy.
I have nothing. No, he's not. He gave it back to him. What? It's not your animal. You owe it to the Beis HaMikdash. I owe you nothing. You donated to the Beis HaMikdash.
It's my animal.
It's not your animal. You gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. And I just did you a big favor. You actually owe me money for doing you the favor. Schlep me to the Shalayim. And I'll be Moichi, you know? I'll be Moichi. Omri Chabad Avi. No, it's talking about a case where it's, you didn't actually give it back to the owner and you have to pay four or five times. You know why? You ruined it. Shenish Bechadam. No, at the time of the Shechita, everything was going well. So therefore, Mitzat Shechita, it's a Shechita Ruya. But that, so why you b'chal ganet? Because then after, before the animal can be, if you don't sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, the animal is possible. So you didn't, this guy has to find another animal to bring up his carbon. He wasn't the agent's carbon. It doesn't make a difference. We had in the beginning of the Kama, whether the Kohen Mefagel, for example, is a chayv. No. The blood spilled out. That's one answer. I'll give another answer. Okay, he shattered inside, so therefore, as far as Shechita is concerned, it's all right. So he never had in mind the original owner. So he's still a god of a father, original owner. But we learned in Zvachim that if you shecht an animal, the animal is still kosher, but you're not yetzir, whatever you're trying to achieve. It's like a shlamim. So therefore, it's a Shechita Ruya, he's a ganef. The original guy didn't get paid back, he still has to bring another carbon. That's answer number two. Answer number three. But Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, but this is the shortest Amar coming up in the Shas. But Reish Lakish says, we're going to do tomorrow's
Gemara. We should do the Tosfos, yeah?
This is less than 2 lines.
We should do the Tosfos.
Tomorrow we can
tell
me
life. No, we're doing tomorrow's blots, so Thursday, we'll see. Reish Lakish says, B'sheichet Balei Mumin B'chutz. Reish Lakish says that he's talking about a case. No. You guys are talking about Tamimi Mifnim. He shechted an animal which is Baal Mum. If the animal is Baal Mum, it's no longer suitable for the Mizbeach. It's no longer Shchut Echut. When are you Eivah Shchut Echut if the animal could have been brought to Mizbeach? But here, this was a Baal Mum. And in fact, what happens to Baal Mum? He's supposed to eventually redeem it from Hegdish. So therefore, the Shchita is a valid Shchita, and you still a Ganef. B'chutz, outside.
Now that you took it from the Balabas.
You paid the Balabas. What about Kachim?
The redeeming has to be the Ganav instead of the redeeming.
What do you mean? No one's doing any redeeming.
Could be redeemed.
We'll soon see. Could be redeemed. So, Rabbalaz asked you a question. Tohi, but Rabbalaz was like smelling it, was wondering. I don't understand. Let's go for each answer. Each answer doesn't make sense. You're calling it Shchiteruya. How is Shchiteruya, the poil, since the blood was spilled out, you cannot eat from this animal? What kind of Shchiteruya is that? Shchiteruya materis, well, Zrika materis. The Shchiteruya is not what makes the animal mutter, it's a Zrika. And calls mine into a Zrika, nothing happened. So where's the Shchiteruya? And even a Shlokish, you said, what, with a Balmum, you have to be paid it. Shchiteruya materis, like Padiya materis. Since you weren't paid it, then how are you Yaitzah? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Lozer, Ishtamite Had Rab Shimon. You forgot the two rules that we always have in Shas. That is number one. Rab Shimon says, Kol Ha'oimid Lizer Kizrar Ugdami. That even before you sprinkle the blood, since when you shechted the animal at that stage, the blood was going to come out, you were going to sprinkle it. It's as if you sprinkled it already. So therefore, at the time of the Shechita was 100% and it's as if it was mutter already. Later you ruined it, that happened later. But Bashas Mais is called the Shechita Ruya. And the same thing in Reish Lakish, since it's an animal Baal Mum, anytime you want, you can walk into the base of Migdash and redeem it. It's as if it already happened. And therefore, it's a Shchiteruya. Now the Gemara explains. How do you know this? How do you know? Tanya be looking at Braise. Rab Shimon says that we know, Rab Shimon holds that Isuri Hanod are not called Oichlin. What kind of food is that? Oichl can be Mitama other Oichlin, but not Isuri Hanod because it's not food. However, he said, why is it not a food? Because it's inedible. What makes it food? Rab Shimon, however, says, yes, noise, there's a type of noise. There is a type of noise that can, what do you call it? Can be metame tumas noise. And how the tame tumas oichel. And Rab Shimon holds, even though if it's not food, it can, if something's asabana, it cannot be metame, but if it was a time that was mutabahana, and then afterwards it became Asa Bano, and if it became Tomei by the time it became Asa, if it was Mutar Bano, it's Chal, and therefore once it's Chal, I don't care if it becomes Asa or not afterwards, it retains that Tumah. That's the rule that he gives. So he says, so yesh noise shem mitame tumas oichlin. There is a type of noise that is mitame oichlin that had a shasa koisha. But yesh noise, there's a type of noise shem mitame oichlin. Kate, how's it work? Long lifnei zrika. There was time. Let's say there was time to be zaydik before evening. But you, there was no time to be zaydik because right away was, you will see in a minute you shechted 1 second before dark. So therefore, there was no time to zaydik. Then it was never had a shasa koisha. Then it's not metam, even mekabel tumas. Not metam zoychlin. Ain't no metam tumas zoychlin. A belaacha zrika. If there was time to be zaydik, I don't care if you were zaydik or not. If there was time to be zaydik, had a shasa koisha, and then you didn't. And you was long, and then metame tumas zoychlin. And we explained my lifnei zrika kaidim shenidal zrika means before it was suitable to zrika. It doesn't mean you actually was zaydik. What's a chiddush? You even before it was suitable to be zaydik is already is called. The question is whether you had the time to be zaydik or not. If the lon before you even had time to be zaydik and laachas zrika means that you were lon laachas shenidal zrika. We explained kaidim shenidal zrika. What do you mean you were lon before there was time to be zaydik? Mai, how is that possible? The loy havish or who's beyayin the mizikin? There was absolutely no time to spray the sprinkle. The blood, the shachti. When did you shachti? Tzamachushkeiz chamer right before dark, and therefore the einoy mitamis tumas oichli never had a shasa koisha. So therefore, even to come to contact with tumas oichli, does that become tummy? If there was time to be zedek, you didn't lon, and that's when you left it overnight. The havish who's be yom lemizike had time. Kala oim lizike zaradam is metame tumas eichlin. It will be metame tumas eichlin. If it comes in contact with tummy, it becomes tummy.
If you had the shoes,
sorry.
In other words, if you missed out, you had the shoes, the time to do it.
You have to protect it.
Morning, you have to do it.
Of course, you have to. But you have to protect it and make sure that doesn't become tummy. Alma, what is even up, Shimon?
When it became Tommy, the squad becoming Tommy, you still have to be Zodic. It was during the night it became Tommy.
So no, there's no point in Zodic anymore. You throw it out. You can't do anything with it. You burn it. Alma, we learn, Kala Oymed Lizrek is Zodic. Kodam is Matin. There's nothing with Matin. Kala Oymed Lizrek is Zodic. Anything that could be sprayed is sprayed. Kala Oymed Livdus Kipodam. How do we know this other principle you said in Shlokish? That if it's able to be redeemed, it's as if it's redeemed ready. Tanya Lunab Shimon Oymed says, Pora Dum, a Pora. A paradume also is metame tumas eichlin. Why? Why is a paradume lechere you burn the tanama? Why is it metame tumas eichlin? Hoyil v'hoyisel hashas hakosher. Before you, as soon as you shechted it, you could have been eating it right away. So therefore, it had a din of eating then before you burn it. True, but you could have. You could have, because you shechted it. So therefore, it has a kosher. You could have eaten and not used a paradume. V'amar ishlokish says, Oymer hoy rabshimer said, what do you mean hashas hakosher? What do you mean it's not a kosher? The din is that even though you shechted it in mind for parah duma, you can change your mind after you shechted it and you find a better parah duma, you can, I'm not going to use it. And what do you do with the animal now? You can eat it. So the shechit is a shechiteruya for a couple of minutes. It's not a korban. You never brought it as a korban. You brought it as a parah duma. But we said last time it's like a chattas. It's like a chattas. Maybe it has to be davka inside the walls. But you can eat it.
Isn't it kolei sof?
Only if you're using it as paraduma. If you're not using it as paraduma, you don't.
But I'm saying chattas is sorry.
No, chattas coin eats all the things.
If you find a substitute, you're going to eat it.
That's right. A better one, not a substitute, a better one, superior.
It doesn't become
fully chulin, or
it's got
something in the kedusha. Yeah, it's like a chattas, Even on the marocha, you can be paided and use and since I know it, I'm not going to use it as a paraduma. Alma. So therefore, it's a shchiteruya. Kala oymid liv the kipodami. Even though the poil you wouldn't paid it, the fact that you could be paid is enough. Says the Gemara now. I understand what Rabbi Yechon who said is talking about you shechted inside the base of Megiddo because he'd rather learn talking about an animal without any mum. The kaboy lukim maslisi not filled, but Tmimi would learn Mishnah talking about even the case where there was a whole note mumim that what that the ganef has to pay dollar the hay and so on and so forth. He shechted inside the base of Megiddo, but loy l'shem baylim or l'shem baylim and ishchodama. Elishlaki, he just talks about balmum. My time below Rabbi Yechon, wouldn't it be better to learn that inside the base of Megiddo and it had no mum? Amalach, he said, we have a machlek, it's Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. Rabbi Yechon says, because the Pasuk says, again, I don't understand till today. Every time the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, the Gemara quotes it wrong. Yeah. All the time. And we learn from the fact that oi. The pasuk says tvachai oi mechore, and we learn from the oi rabbi shliach and so on. And Gemara always quotes it tvachai oi mechore.
Everybody was singing about a good barbecue.
Oh. So Rabbi Yechon, the question is, because
it
doesn't help but put on the gauze. Everywhere in Shas is always brings both of them. And Befrat, you learn some things. Anyway, the Gemara says, Tvachoy u'mecharei. So the machlekes is, does each one have to be shaykh in that situation?
The bochad is it? I reckon it's because he says
why he shortened one letter.
In the Haggos he says in the Ksav Yad it's top, they quote it properly. Oi mecharei.
So it's Ksav Yad that has it correctly.
That's what it says here. So when it came into print is when the problem started. So it is the bochad is etzel lechoda.
Yeah, but why? I mean, the Gemara learns things from the word ayah.
Maybe he was setting the typeset as they were reading to him the Gemara and he didn't hear it properly. Tavu mocher. He didn't hear ayah.
Tvachai ayah, and how's ayah become ooh? That's just,
because
anyway.
If you're in Ukraine or in Eastern Europe,
he was having the dream about
putting the big Sedosh with it. Yeah, very good. Tvachai mocherai, kol heicha, that's a putum trader. Kol heicha, the isa b'mechida, isa b'tvich, because the pasuk puts the two together juxtaposition to tell you that you're not chai for tvich unless mechida could have been done in the same situation. That's what one opinion holds. So the Shlokish holds, if there's no mechida, there's no tvich, and there's no tvicha, no mechida. Therefore, he says, since you cannot sell in the case of tumim, there's no way you can sell an animal that's a tumim. You can only sell an animal that has a mum. An animal that's a tumim, you cannot sell. So there's no din of mechida by an animal that's a tumim. Neither can it be din of tvicha. So even though you did it based on midrash, you're not paid all the hay. That's what Shlokish said about bal mum. Or Rabbi Yechon doesn't make that link. And therefore, he says, even though it's not shayit mechida, shayit tvicha, you pay for that. The chol heicha, this is Shlokish. The chol heicha, the lesser mechida, lesser with tvicha. The hani kachim, these kachim, hoyol dechi mazbin kachim loy havi mechira, less number tvicha, not tvicha. Va'ozula tamayu, and in fact, if this machlekes is consistent with another machlekes I had, each what we learned, hamaycha treifa, if somebody sells a treifa, ledivre Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, Rab Yechon, who says that you know, if it's also no shas occasion or that. And he says that you part on tvicha. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv. If you sold a treifa, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon says if it's a shchita she'ein aruya, lo yishma shchita. So if you shecht a treifa, you don't have to pay 4 or 5 times. What happened? You sold a treifa. Are you chayiv or not? So my chlek is Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. Rabbi Yechon says chayiv. Who cares? You can't shecht it, but you can sell. So you chayiv for the selling. The Shlokish on potter because you only chayiv for the selling where you can what do you call it? Shecht. Rabbi Yechon chayiv because I forgot the lesser betfichim. You cannot shecht this betchida chayiv by selling. The Shlokish on potter kiven the lesser betficha lesser mechida. Okay, now we'll stop here. Thursday I'm going away for 5 days and Shabbatil is taking over or 7 days. But we're going to try and make sure we don't have to learn Thursday because there is tachlon on Thursday. It's a long davening. So we're going to...
What, to learn Thursday or not learn?
Hopefully we won't have to because we're ready almost to tomorrow's full blot.
The government of Shimon who holds that... Right.